Last week, the Department of Energy revealed Pennsylvania will get parts of two of the country's seven hydrogen hubs. As the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports, Biden administration officials are hoping these hubs will eventually help clean up America's carbon pollution.
President Biden made the big announcement in Philadelphia. One of the cities awarded a hydrogen hub with money from the bipartisan infrastructure bill he signed in 2021.
$7 billion in federal investments is going to attract $40 billion in private investment in clean hydrogen and power in the economy.
The hubs are part of Biden's push to get the U.S. economy to be carbon neutral by 2050, a necessity, scientists say, to stave off cataclysmic climate change. But what is a hydrogen hub, and what does it have to do with energy? Hydrogen is the most abundant element in the universe, and when it's used to create energy, either through combustion or in a fuel cell, it emits zero carbon. But isolating it takes a lot of energy. Adam Walters of Pennsylvania's Department of Community and Economic Development spoke in Washington, PA a few days after Biden's big announcement about hydrogen's role in the D word. Decarbonization.
You can use it to decarbonize a whole range of potential industries, particularly ones that are difficult to decarbonize otherwise, like cement and steel and plastics manufacturing.
Right now, hydrogen that's used in oil refining and fertilizers is extracted from natural gas at high temperatures, but that process is a big climate polluter. Walter said each of the seven hubs funded by the Department of Energy would use the lower carbon processes to create and then, just as importantly, use hydrogen in industries that right now spew out lots of CO2.
It's an ecosystem of clean hydrogen production, transportation, storage where needed, and ultimately delivery mechanisms to a variety of different end users in various different parts of the economy.
Hubs were also awarded for the West Coast, the Gulf Coast, and the Midwest. The Philadelphia-based Mid-Atlantic Clean Energy Hub, or MACH 2, will use nuclear, solar, and offshore wind energy to create hydrogen, said Rich Negrin. He's secretary of the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection and the former city manager of Philadelphia. He was part of the team that presented Philly's MACH 2 proposal at the White House.
I'm not kidding. I don't want to put too fine a point on it. I think it's the dawn of a clean energy economy that we've been talking about for years.
Another hub in West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Kentucky would create hydrogen from natural gas, then bury the carbon created during this process underground. This is so-called blue hydrogen. In a video posted just after Biden's announcement, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia painted the creation of the hub as a new type of industrial revolution for his state.
America is finally recognizing West Virginia's strength as America's energy powerhouse. Now, as our nation strives for energy security, West Virginia will once again answer the call.
Environmental groups say blue hydrogen will create more demand for fracking, which carries its own environmental and public health risks. They're also skeptical how climate-friendly it'll actually be if greenhouse gases from fracking and the hydrogen process leak out during production. Jim Coatson is chair of the West Virginia chapter of the Sierra Club.
It would perpetuate the fossil fuel industry rather than help us wean from fossil fuels. So we have real concerns about this proposal.
Coatson also said there's been little information shared with the public about what these projects would entail. Bridget Van Dorsten, an analyst at the consulting firm Wood Mackenzie, said the hubs would take over a decade to develop. They'll be paired with an estimated $100 billion in clean hydrogen tax credits from President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act.
It wouldn't really be possible to have any of this hydrogen infrastructure be built out on the time scale that we need without these kind of incentives.
The Department of Treasury is currently writing rules over just how clean these projects need to be to qualify for the tax credits. If they're not strict enough, many worry all this money will go to projects that don't lower our greenhouse gas footprint. Those rules are expected to be completed by the end of the year. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.